Hey everyone, I'm driving to work and you gotta listen to me ramble. I'm pulling out now. It's just barely light outside. I set my alarm for 6 and 6:30 because I have so much shit to do. And I have to go in after being working from home yesterday to a boss who's probably going to yell at me because he's a hateful asshole. And I have to remind myself on the constant that there are people in my life who are nice and who love me, because let me just tell you, when you work in a toxic environment like I do, it's helpful to surround yourself with people who like you. Yesterday was really rough. I've been in my job now for 2 years. I work for a very large company. I'm in corporate, but I do a creative job. And I've been with this company for 5 years. And when I got into it, I loved what I was doing. And then my team that I was on got absorbed into another department, and they took away all of our creative job functions. And then they said, "You're going to do this now." And it was awful. It was awful. So I applied for another job internally, and I got hired into this team, and I thought everything was all hunky-dory, and then it was like honeymoon was over, and I saw the horror story that has become my life at this job. It's funny, when I graduated college, I hope you can hear me, I thought that I would be writing for a living. I was doing some freelance work, and I was writing for a music magazine, and I was doing a lot of different little side things. I had a couple of blogs I ran that were, you know, mildly successful. If I had kept up with that, I probably should have gotten advertising. Anyway, I digress. But I've had friends like me who, you can only go so far up the corporate ladder, and if you're not happy, you're not happy. So getting out of school, getting a job like immediately after I graduated, being offered something and then being promoted very quickly in that company and leaving and then going to the one I'm at now, where I work with people who have known each other for a long time. So it's all very politicking and nepotistic, and I can't talk to HR because HR wants me to talk to our VP, and our VP has worked with my boss for 10 years. It's like, there's really nowhere for me to go except to leave. So yesterday, after yet another abusive statement from my boss, I put my feelers out and applied to a bunch of things, and what I might have to do is take a pay cut. And sometimes you have to take a pay cut to be happy. So I sent my resume out to someone, a friend of a friend, who he had seen my resume back in October. She had given it to him, and he said he was impressed, but he didn't have any job openings. It's like a much smaller company, but they do what I do now. And I've kind of done a lot of everything. I have to say, I'm sort of a jack of all trades in the industry I'm in, because I've just learned a lot. And I don't know, I wrote him an email and I sent him my resume again, and I said, "Hey, I'd love to talk to you if you have any openings. And I know if I end up getting a job there, my friend who knows the owner of this company said that everyone's happy who works there. And it would be a further drive for me, which means I'd still have to deal with traffic." I also applied for something that would be more of a fun job, but it does offer benefits and insurance and all of that. And I wouldn't mind doing that, to be honest with you. It would be fun to be around people interacting all the time instead of stuck at a desk where I'm being abused by my team, because basically what I'm finding myself in is that the position that they created that I do was created right before the guy who started before me, who they fired because they didn't think he was good enough for the job. He was a friend of mine. I'm rambling and I just forgot what I was saying because it's so early. They basically took everything that they didn't want to do and dumped it on this one position, and it's way too much work for one person. So basically I've been drowning for 2 years, no chance for help. When I mention that it's too much work, they tell me you're not doing a good enough job. And I work my ass off, and I even work on weekends sometimes. This is like a 40-hour-a-week salary job, and I often find myself taking work home. My boss is someone who will never say good job in front of HR, in front of this thing we had to do in HR. He said, I don't think that I need to tell anyone they do a good job. If you need that for me, I guess I can do that. It was just, he's so awful. He's also the man who told me, after he yells at me and is really awful to me, he'll say, I never want to see you in my office looking like you're about to cry ever again, like threatening me. And, God, what else does he say to me? You need to filter yourself before you speak to me. He's really a monster. And every time I make any little mistake, it becomes a conversation in a passive-aggressive email, a conversation to my face, and then we have to have a meeting so he can yell at me. It's just, it's fucking awful. So yesterday was sort of the last straw. I've been looking. I've had interviews at other places. I had one interview that lasted 3 hours, and I met with the owner and a friend of mine who is the COO of a company that I've known for forever, and a friend of mine who used to DJ at clubs I would go out to. You hear traffic? It's super loud. I don't know. So today I'm expecting to go in and have them be mean like they usually are. And I think that that is, I've been speaking about being authentic to yourself, and it's been tough. I've been sick, and a lot of it is just the pure stress of this job. And at some point it's not worth it. It's like literally it's going to kill me. So, I have to make a change. And if that change is finding something that's a fun job that doesn't pay as much as I'm used to, where I can supplement my income by writing again on the side and probably doing voiceover work, because I started looking into that. I've done some, but not a lot. I'm thinking of doing this, and people in my life who love me support that. And I'm sure if I leave this job that everyone seems to think is so great from the outside, the title's great. It's a fun position, but it's so toxic, the environment. I know my family's going to give me shit and they can just kiss my ass because it's not their life, you know? I started watching that minimalist documentary again last night. I remember watching it, and the two guys who started this whole thing, I'm just an aside, I am not a minimalist. I can't live that lifestyle. I've tried to do KonMari and get rid of things. It just doesn't work out for me. I like my books. I like certain amount of clothing. I have a lot of shoes, but not as many as a lot of people I know. Anyway, I digress. I started watching the minimalist documentary again last night, and the two guys who started this both had cushy, high-paying corporate jobs, and they were miserable, so they left everything. And it's not that I'm leaving and I'm trying to do a startup or start my own company or anything like that. I'm going to find something that pays less that I'm happier at. I actually had a friend that I worked with at the first job I had out of college, and she was pretty high in that company, and she's one of my best friends. And she got let go when another company bought us out, and everybody who was higher in that company got let go, and they brought and their people, the buyers of the company, and got rid of everyone higher up. And she had unemployment. She went to Costa Rica and learned how to surf. And then she came home, and she's now a photo stylist. And she says, I don't make as much as I used to, but I'm really happy and there's no stress. That sounds ideal to me. Life is too short to be in an abusive job. It doesn't matter what it is. But I've talked to people that I'm friends with about it, and they have to remind me, like, this isn't normal. You're being mistreated. HR won't do anything. I've talked to HR. And it's just a big, big mess. So I go in every day and I try and be positive, because what is being negative going to do for me? I'm surrounded by people who are very materialistic and all about appearances. So the woman who I work with mainly, she's my age, and she loves to be belittling and condescending, and she's been doing this one job pretty much her whole life. So she thinks she knows better than everyone, and I don't know. It's easy to feel down when people devalue you, but never once have I been asked my opinion on anything in this job for 2 years. They just like to keep dumping more work on me and telling me how terrible I am at it, which is funny because it's like, if you think I'm bad at it, why don't you take some of my work away? I see what's really going on here. I've never been in a job where I've been told this. It's I have people in the company I used to work for who are actually my references, and they will say nothing but fantastic things about me. So when I run into them in the building and they see my face, they're like, oh, you need to get out of here. I feel like sometimes I'm in a ship that's, or a boat that's filling up with water, and I have like a tiny cup that I'm trying to take the water out. So I'm going to abandon ship. I'm going to abandon ship, and I feel pretty good about this decision. I've been trying to, but I have some more lucrative prospects now than I did for the past couple of years, and I don't know. If you are younger than me, you might be. What you find is it's not always about the job skills and what your resume says. A lot of it has to do with who you know. I am not fantastic at networking. I get nervous around new people. But when I connect and click with someone, they would never know it, because I can be very open, and if I meet someone, and usually it's in a setting that has nothing to do about work, and then we talk and we realize we have friends in common or we're in a similar industry, and that's usually how I've made my connections, just being myself around people who are like me and who do like me. There's another woman that I met at a dinner party. Her husband's a rock star, and she, I can't remember what she does, but we talked, and I was talking about my job and complaining. And she and I just bonded, and she, at the end of the night, handed me her business card, and she said, let's find you something you love to do. And she's older than me, and I think that she wants to, like, she likes me, so she wants to get me out of there. It's beneficial for you, if you're in a similar position like me, to constantly remind yourself that this isn't normal, that there are people who appreciate you. So I think I haven't had any resolutions for 2017. I was joking that 2017, I was telling some friends this, it's give zero fucks 2017. I'd be like Mariah Carey. The year of Mariah, I was making the joke. And I say that not like I don't care about anything, but like care about stuff less, maybe. So maybe that's the attitude towards me at my job. I'm going to give zero fucks about that, and I'm going to get the fuck out of there. Maybe that's, I really think that I need to revise that and say, basically give zero fucks about the people who don't appreciate me. It's funny, I firmly believe you get what you put out into the universe, you get it back. The idea of karma, but I'm not religious. I've been struggling in this job, just not the job, but the people, and they're so hateful. and it can really affect my spirit because I'm not a hateful person. I'm very kind and conscientious, and I care about people genuinely, and I don't work with people who are like me at all. And oh God, I had a point and I'm losing it while I'm staring at traffic. I kind of needed something to pick me up, and it was almost like just when I needed it, I was kind of given things, if that makes sense. So within the past week or two, I've had three friends out of nowhere reach out and say, hey, I love you. I want you to come over. I'm going to cook you dinner. And this is not me ever like tech. It's not me really saying anything. It's just that they say, I want to hang out with you. Let's do something out of nowhere. And that means a lot to me. I can tend to be the person who plans everything. And my friends are all sort of from different parts of my life, but everyone knows each other in some strange way. And we all get along. Most of us are creative in some way. Yoga teachers, mixologists, photographers, musicians, writers, graphic designers, animators. A lot of my friends are in that. So a lot of us have worked in the service industry and left and done other things, or left and went back. I had a friend who I graduated with in college, and he ended up just staying in service, and now I think he owns a bar. People who own restaurants, chefs, like those are people that I associate with because, I guess just those are my friends. I do have friends who are like scientists and, I don't know, I do all kinds of other things too. Doctors and lawyers. Actually, I don't think I have any doctor friends. I have a lot of lawyer friends. But I'm totally forgetting what I'm saying. I'm so tired. I'm thinking about this gluten-free bagel I have next to me in this bag I'm bringing to work. But I think that having people reach out and be like, hey, I love you. I want to do something with you. Man, let me tell you, it's exactly what I needed to remind myself that I don't need to be treated like shit at a job. I went over to my best gay guy friend's house this weekend, and he had all this charcuterie out, and we watched music videos and talked and bonded over music, which is what we always do. He made me cocktails, and I hung out with his pets, and it was fantastic. It was so much fun. I played fetch with his dog, and one of his cats curled up on my lap, and it was really nice. I needed that. And then I went to a last-minute birthday party, which was me around a bunch of people that I know through this one friend, and she just sort of told us all last minute, and everybody made it. And it's the same people I see when she has all of us over, so we all get to talk again. And I met this couple, and the guy is a scientist, and his wife is a yoga instructor, and I had some really fascinating conversations about quantum physics and and theater and all sorts of things. And before that, I don't know, another friend reached out to me, and he's my friend who's in this band in New York. I think I mentioned him once, and I've known him since college, and he's kind of gotten to be a big deal in what he does. And I danced at a show of his. He needed someone to be there. He was going through a rough time with the band, and he was playing solo in a city he didn't play in normally. And I basically did performance art for that show. And anyway, things are kind of exploding for him. And so he wrote me this week and sent me a link to something he's going to be doing, which is a huge deal. And he said, this wouldn't have been possible without you. Thank you for being there for me when I needed a friend. And little things like that, that's what's making me realize that I have to change my bad situation. It doesn't matter what my title is. It doesn't matter how good this job looks on paper. It's not worth it if it's not good for my health. And it's not. I want to be happy. And I'm such a happy person normally. And when I'm there, it's like this prison. I rarely leave my desk to eat lunch. I usually eat at my desk. When my coworkers invite me to sit with them, it's like the mean girls in the cafeteria at high school. It's really what it feels like. One of them likes to listen to me say something when she asks me, and then she'll ignore me the rest of the conversation. Like, what a fucking child. It's so pathetic. It's like, I'm just not impressed by people who think that they are better than everyone else. What else can I ramble about? I'm still driving, and I'm not going to turn this off just yet. Or maybe I will and cut it off later. I've been talking to you for 21 minutes, you guys. I have a deadline today, and I just know that it's not going to go the way I want it to. I'm just bracing myself and trying to be calm as I inch my way to work. I was trying to go in earlier, but I just needed a little bit more time in my bed with my pets snuggling with me. You know, people who have pets live longer. They say that it's a stress relief. And that actually animal purrs, like cat purrs, they're healing for your body. There's something about the frequency and some sort of scientific term for the what the vibration does. It actually heals your bones and your insides. Isn't that crazy? So if a cat sits on your lap and starts purring or sits on you, like mine sleeps on me, it's actually beneficial for your health, even if they are little predators. There's a sports car driving next to me. So yeah, so today I'm going to go in and I'm going to be positive and try and get these other more fun, lower paying jobs so I can do what I want on the side. I've started a book. I have ideas for others that are like sexy books that I'll probably just self-publish to Amazon under a pen name. If I ever feel like sharing that with you guys, I will. I mean, a link to it or something. It would not be my real name or identity. I don't feel comfortable doing that online because of some issues I've had being on Reddit doing what I do. Yeah, so how's everyone's week? Let me know. Let me know how your week is. I probably won't be able to respond until I'm off work today, but thanks for listening, and cross your fingers for me, because I can smell a change in my life. And if that happens, I won't be able to be as active as I was, and I know that. But I love what I do, so I don't want to give that up. Recording-wise, writing-wise, it'll still be a part of my life. I probably just won't do it as frequently. I know I won't be able to if I get the job that I'm thinking that I'm probably going to get. I think I'm going to get it. I know people who work there. I applied last night. Anyway, positive thoughts. Have a great week. It is Tuesday, holiday week here in the U.S., although I had to work yesterday. And, just hang in there and surround yourself with people who appreciate you. Signing off in traffic.